Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah. Most likely, the reports from Ian Rappaport earlier today are he's suffering from both a high and low ankle sprain and is likely to miss time, including this game on Thursday. Look, the Cowboys are not an easy out. Covering George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb alone is kind of a nightmare situation for pretty much any cornerback set. Plus, they're pretty good with Jake Ferguson, and although the Chiefs are coming off a good game in which they held Tyler Warren, that's another guy they got to figure out how to cover while covering the tight ends. This game is going to be a fight. Like, I think down to the wire, like, the defense is going to have to do some of the things they just did against Indianapolis, or they're going to need to find a way to get a turnover, because Dallas is a scary team. And honestly, they might be the NFC's version of the Chiefs. Nothing has seemed quite right, but nothing has been quite off. They have an offense, but sometimes it doesn't perform to its level. They still only scored 24 points in that game yesterday, despite the fact Dak went for... Does it sound familiar? Chiefs, Cowboys only got to 24 points despite their quarterback throwing for 350 and running the ball successfully and trailing late in the game. They're just like the NFC Chiefs this year. The only difference is that they don't have to travel this week. So, like, I think this game is going to come down
to a big advantage for the Cowboys.
Who shows up last minute in the biggest moment.
Yeah, it's a big advantage. You wonder why. We were looking it up, you know, with Dak Prescott, maybe the record's not all that impressive on Thanksgiving, but in general, the Cowboys... On Thanksgiving, they've got a pretty good track record. You know, they're the home team. Their opponent is coming on a short week. The Chiefs are coming off of an overtime win. We just discussed in the first hour, Kareem Hunt is very much beat up after that game. We'll find out everybody's availability over the next couple days. Trey Smith looks like he'll be unavailable. So this is a team where nobody's really healthy heading in. And the Cowboys, I think they have a few injuries as well, so we'll see where they're at. But there's... I know Drew on Tuesday and Wednesday, Drew and JT and then Mac on Friday, and everybody will be talking the rest of the week about it. But the Cowboys, offensively, the Chiefs just faced an offense that might be the number one. Weapon-wise, the Cowboys are a matchup just mess. George Pickens is playing at another level. CeeDee Lamb, while he had a bunch of drops yesterday, we all know what he's capable of. Their tight end's not too bad there. And Jake Ferguson, they got a running back in Javonte Williams who's playing really well. Like this is going to be a much tougher game than I think we all thought it was going to be 3 weeks ago. Because in large part because the Cowboys are playing a lot better football defensively, but still, their offense was never the problem for Dallas. It was always more their defense. If their defense has actually figured something out, then yeah, this is going to be a dogfight on Thanksgiving.
I think largely because the team has struggled and it hasn't been the same, I probably on aggregate have been a little harder on the defense than it's deserved, just based on what they've done against the league's top offenses. They have now faced the league's number 1, 2, 5... and 10 ranked offenses in the NFL. Baltimore is the number 10 ranked offense. And again, I remind you, they were healthy at the time they faced Kansas City. Lamar Jackson played 3.5 quarters. Indianapolis, we saw what they just did against them. Detroit, they did a really nice job against Detroit. And that's another weapon-loaded offense, right? Amon-Ra, yeah. Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, that's a team that can just attack you from a million places. Held Buffalo below their season average. So, like, against the league's top offenses, they've actually done okay. Dallas, by the way, the number 4 offense in the league. As it sits right now, will be another challenge. My guess is that this is coming down to the final drive in the fourth quarter, whether the Chiefs are on defense or on offense, can they get a score? Can they stop the team from scoring? That this is going to be on Thursday. My assumption is this will be the final possession of the game kind of decider. You guys think it's going to be the other way around? Because I'm having a hard time seeing it not that way.
I mean, look, most NFL games do actually come down to the final possession or two, so that's probably right. I would say the question is, look, the Cowboys did not score a point in the first half. Isn't that right? They were down 21-0 against the Eagles. Now, the Eagles' defense is awesome, but they woke up in the second half, and then they shut out the Eagles in the second half. So I don't want to suddenly act like the Dallas Cowboys are a 9-1 football team or something. They're playing their best football, though. That's what makes them scary. They got the advantage on the short week with the home game and everything. But they're also capable still of just putting together a clunker type performance. Yep. I mean, it was not that many weeks ago where they did. I think the difference, though, is Quinnen Williams for them defensively. So we'll see. Does Dak have all day? Because if Dak has all day, it's different. You know, blitzing Dak Prescott is different than blitzing Daniel Jones. So with the weapons that he has and how they approach it. So it's going to be, I think a much tougher game than we realize. The Chiefs, if you're wondering, 3.5-point favorites, just like they were against the Colts. The Chiefs won against the Colts, did not cover the 3.5. They won by 3. The Chiefs
15-0,
yeah. Teams in that spot. Yeah, that trend continues. That's true.
Is the sun going to be shining in people's eyes during that game too?
I don't know what the weather is like in Dallas. If it's going to be cloudy or what? I'm not sure.
Hard to say.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.